You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Il-gvern federali kif ukoll l-oppożizzjoni jimpenjaw miljuni ta' dollari fondi għal testijiet tas-saħħa tal-qalb. Mill-ewwel ta' April li ġej dawk l-Awstraljani li jinsabu f'riskju ta' mart tal-qalb se jkunu jistgħu jiċċekkjaw qalbhom b'sussidju tal-Medicare. L-esperti tas-saħħa jikkalkulaw li dan jista' jevita eluf kbar ta' attakki tal-qalb kif ukoll isalva eluf ta' ħajjiet. Fl-Awstralja persuna tmut minn mart kardiovaskulari kull 12 minuta u kull 5 minuti persuna tbati minn attakk tal-qalb jew attakk ta' puplesija. Dawn kienu l-figuri li jixxukjaw il-Koalizzjoni Federali Awstraljana u l-Oppożizzjoni li wegħdu li ssir bidla f'dan il-qasam. Iż-żewġ partiti politiċi ewlenin se jinvestu 170 miljun dollaru fil-ħames snin li ġejjin biex jissapportjaw il-prattiċi ġenerali li joffru testijiet u visti marbutin mas-saħħa tal-qalb. Il-mexxej tal-Oppożizzjoni Bill Shorten jgħid li l-mart tal-qalb huwa l-qattiel tal-Awstralja li jaħdem fil-kwiet.
I know about heart disease. My father died prematurely at the age of 70 with a catastrophic heart attack. So this is an issue which surely must be amongst the most important for our nation to deal with.
Intant il-Ministru għas-Saħħa Greg Hunt jgħid li dan il-pjan se jagħti lill-Awstraljani ċans aħjar ta' dijanjosi iktar kmieni.
So as they can know before they face the consequences of heart disease or a heart attack that there are risk factors, and if they know that there are risk factors, they can act to prevent and to protect.
It-testijiet in kwistjoni se jkunu aċċessibbli permezz tal-Medicare minn April u l-Awstraljani kollha ta' 45 sena jew iktar huma rakkomandati li jagħmlu dan it-test. L-età għat-test tas-saħħa tal-qalb hija ta' 35 sena għall-indiġeni Awstraljani. Huwa fatt li madwar 51 ħajja jintilfu kuljum minħabba mart tal-qalb. Il-mart tal-qalb huwa responsabbli wkoll tal-40,000 attakk tal-qalb li jsiru kull sena. Il-kap konsulent mediku tal-Heart Foundation, il-professur Gary Jennings, jgħid li huwa jittama li jara nuqqas fin-numru ta' attakki tal-qalb u tal-imwiet.
We've done very well over the decade. We were one of the first countries to see reductions in heart stroke disease and deaths from them. But what's happened in recent years is that fall is flattening off. And it's flattening off because people's risk has changed. We've got now more obese people, we've got more diabetic people. That's coming through in terms of high blood pressure and other risks. So most people in Australia now, most adults, have actually got at least one risk factor.
L-Assoċjazzjoni Medika Awstraljana tiddikjara l-fondi bħala l-ewwel pass tajjeb. Intant il-President tal-Assoċjazzjoni, Dr. Tony Barton, jgħid li hemm bżonn ta' iktar investiment biex it-tobba jkunu jistgħu jkollhom iktar ħin mal-pazjent tagħhom.
Patients are living longer, patients are having more complex and chronic illnesses as a result of that. And so we need to understand that that is part foremost a changing paradigm, a changing presentation into our consultation rooms. That's what we struggle with the most, is to accommodate the ever-increasing needs into the availability of our time.
Il-gvern wiegħed ukoll 35 miljun dollaru fuq 3 snin biex tkun żviluppata til-qima kontra il-mart rewmatiku tal-qalb li hija marda fatali li taffettwa ħafna l-komunitajiet indiġeni. L-Awstralja għandha waħda mill-iktar rati għolja ta' dan il-mart fid-dinja, bl-indiġeni Awstraljani 64 darba iktar probabbli li jiżviluppaw il-marda minn persuni li mhumiex indiġeni u kważi 20 darba iktar probabbli li jmutu minħabba fiha.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.